This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Breaking news. Dr. Jill tested positive for COVID. Rich Eben, back to you.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, believe it or not, I haven't even finished my initial broad spectrum of articles yet. I'm already starting to delete things. But there's two articles I just want to mention real quick before I go into either voting or health care. I haven't decided yet. First dog infected with monkeypox after sharing bed with gay couple. I'm not trying to gross you out here. I'm not promoting bestiality. I'm not in any of this. But the dog has been infected with monkeypox for the first time after sharing a bed with a gay couple in Paris and basically suffering from anal ulceration. You figure it out. And the next article, the follow-up, Israeli doctor who linked monkeypox outbreak to COVID jab censored by Twitter. Look, if you're going to tell the truth and not sell the narrative, you're going to be censored. That's the way it is. And 98% of the people who are getting monkeypox, basically every article I've read is homosexual men or bisexual men. Almost everyone. So what they're trying to do is induce fear, sell fear porn, so you get more jabs of whatever the heck, some mRNA, spike protein, toxic poison they want to give you. So on that
Rich,
note,
just one quick comment about those two men. I think one was 44, and I think the other was about 20, in his 20s. And they were a couple, but they weren't a strict couple. So they had, these were two men, and they had sex with other men. And according to what I read, the dog got anal ulcerations as a result of anal sex from one of these guys, which the same strain was identified with the dog and these two men. So they all had the same strain of monkeypox. So the article told me very clearly that one or both of these guys had sex with the dog. So there it is. It's out there now.
I think I implied that, Vince. I was trying to be a little more delicate since this is a morning broadcast. So that being said, Vince, I'm going to go to voting after this. I'm going to mention a few articles, and I'm deleting them during the breaks, folks, because of time. I'm going to stick with health care here, so bear with me. I'm going to whip through as many as I can. CDC quietly removes statement that says mRNA and spike protein do not last in the body from their website. I mentioned this earlier. That needs to be mentioned 10 times a day. Folks, this is a corrupt system. All they want to do is protect their butt from a Nuremberg-type situation. They want to give themselves plausible liability. And just about everybody is walking this back to try, oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, I didn't know about myocarditis or pericarditis or strokes or heart attacks. Oh, I didn't know. I mean, can you see? It's all over the place. New Icelandic study shows COVID reinfection rates rise with number of vaccine doses. How many of those type of articles have we given over the last 2 years? Next, around 30% of young people who got jabbed for COVID suffer heart damage, study finds. That includes teenagers, folks. 30%. And this has only been going on for a couple of years at most. remember, Dr. David Martin says in the U.S. over the next 5 to 6 years, 70 to 100 million people are going to die. Are you paying attention? Next, study, 10,000% increase in reports of cancer after COVID shots. These are published articles in the public domain. Rich and Vince do not make this up. Government data show that one out of every 246 COVID-vaccinated people dies within 60 days. New Orleans School District will require COVID jabs for students age 5 and up. Boy, the Democrat Party really does hate black people. You remember Hillary Clinton said she couldn't tell the difference when she, at that meeting, that video? Remember how she said she called black men super predators? Well, looks like they're taking care of the black population, aren't they? Next, Florida House candidate Jordan Carr is suing Biden DOD to nullify unlawful vaccine mandates in the military. Look, it's already been done in the Air Force. Everybody who took the vaccine should be suing the federal government right now. Everybody. Including the people who are going to be forced to leave. Because they did the reading and research and didn't and saw the red flags that we've discussed a million times on this broadcast and didn't want to take the jab. Next, Lance's study. See, Lance's study, all these publications, they're turning back. They're going towards plausible deniability. They say COVID vaccine adversely affects immune system. That's why you're seeing, it's not just monkeypox, it's cancers and heart attacks and strokes and brain aneurysms and blood embolisms and, lung embolisms. It's everything, blood clots, everything. We're seeing everything because when you lose your immune system, everything's on the table and none of it's good. Nearly one in six fully vaccinated for COVID American adults now suffers from serious health problems. One in six. And it hasn't even been 2 years that the shot's been rolled out. The death business is booming thanks to COVID vaccines. We've talked about this earlier. Coffin makers, morticians, cremation facilities, coroners, embalmers. Everybody in the death business is making money hand over fist because of increased customers. Next, COVID vaccines are 7,402% deadlier. Are you listening to some of these percentages? Are you listening? Then all other vaccines combined, warns UK medical regulator. Look, when I give articles, it's by physicians, researchers, and scientists. It's not by the dog catcher. It's not by the neighbor who looks out your window who's a tattletale. These are from qualified people. Okay, what I'm going to do now, folks, because of time, I'm not going to go through the rest of the healthcare. I'm moving on to voting information. Desperate Liz Cheney mails absentee ballots applications to voters' homes. Wyoming, she's losing in the polls by over 30%. If she even loses, never mind wins, less than 30%, you know it's rigged. Keep in mind the theme of the day when we started this broadcast. Confidence in the system on organizations, institutions, agencies, big corporations, NGOs, and the incompetence, often by design for plausible deniability, the corruption, the people not doing their jobs, the legitimacy of the system. You decide. And I'm giving you the news and information. Liz Cheney's husband's law firm not only represents companies linked to China's military, but the firm has close ties with Democrat representing Hunter Biden. That just the Chinese military, our number one enemy in the United States. This is treason. The Cheney family is treasonous. And she's running for senator in Wyoming? You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be making this stuff up, people. Next. Cheney's net worth ballooned as much as 600% while in office. And so she's getting richer. The American people don't even have enough infant formula. They're losing ground, getting kicked out of their homes. Foreclosures are going through the roof. I think Liz Cheney started with something like $7 million net worth, and now it's like up to $44 million. And you wonder why these people go into politics. Because they don't go in there to represent you. They go in there to represent the wealthy so they can get a piece of the pie. Next, sticking to voting information. Georgia County that found, and that's in quotes, you know what that means, 2,600 votes for Trump in November of 2020 is missing election day log files. You can't make this stuff up. Look, if you don't hold on to all the information as per law for 22 months, that state's vote is null and void. And you have to do it again. It needs to be decertified. That's just the way it is. Next, FBI delivers subpoenas to Republicans who question the steal. See, it goes back to the UN. You give facts, you give proof, you give evidence, you give truth. But it's not the narrative that they want sold to you, and you get in trouble for it. Next, corrupt Maricopa County supervisors. And Maricopa County, my God, you are beyond third world banana republic. You are all bought and paid for. Asked judge to sanction Trump-endorsed Mark Fincham and Carrie Lake over lawsuit because they wanted to ban voting machines. They wanted accuracy. Carrie Lake is going against the Secretary of State, a very corrupt Secretary of State, and I've read that many times, who's in charge of voting. What do you think's going to happen there, folks? 10 out of 10 people are going to have to show up to get these patriots on board in Arizona, because Arizona is corrupt to the bone. How many of these articles have I mentioned about Arizona, especially Maricopa County? My God, sheriffs, do your flipping job. Next, evidence shows Michigan Supreme Court race in 2020 was flipped. Election audit professionals also identify numerous red flags in New Mexico and Arizona. Do you have confidence in the system, folks? That's the theme of the day. What are you thinking? Democrat operatives control voter rolls in 31 states, report shows. Next, science and tech Twitter announced plans to protect November midterm elections. How is big tech supposed to be getting involved in the elections? Corruption and fraud to the bone, folks. Connect all the dots that I give you every time I'm on the air. New Mexico's Otero County votes to sue New Mexico's corrupt Secretary of State, Maggie Toulouse Oliver, for certifying the corrupt 2020 election. A little good news there. And Gascon dodges recall after Los Angeles County bans observers from monitoring the recall vote count. They did it in November of 2020, banning observers. That's illegal to the bone. And let's talk about illegal. Let's talk about, I've got a bunch, I could have done this whole broadcast on all the articles, again, published in the public domain, about the FBI. So here we go. Eric Trump says Mar-a-Lago security cameras captured FBI agents behaving improperly. Well, the whole raid was illegal. Taking Donald Trump's passports was illegal. That's why they gave him back recently. Corrupt to the bone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
What a great day. What a great day. What a great day. Within the last hour and 20 minutes, we've had a half an inch of rain, and it's pouring, and it is delightful. I'm so excited. The cows are smiling. The trees are smiling. The farm is smiling. We might survive. And, class, here's a quote. Frederick Bastiat. Quote, everyone wants to live at the expense of the state. They forget that the state lives at the expense of everyone. End quote. Rich, back to you.
It doesn't matter. We're in a fascist system. Whether you're living at the expense of getting beer money from big corporate America or the state, it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing now. They're basically on the same team. One plays offense, one plays defense. That's it. One plays good cop, one plays bad cop. That's it. Going back to FBI information, folks, FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago backfires spectacularly as lawmakers call for nullification of corrupt federal agencies like FBI, IRS, DOJ, ATF, EPA, DEA, and more. Absolutely, because no one is doing their job. And they just sit there, say nothing so they can collect their paycheck, their benefit package, and their pension. FBI spy led agents to Trump safe. Who could that spy be? Could it be Jared Kushner and his wife?
Yeah, that's my vote. That's my vote.
Yeah. I've read so many articles on that, Vince. It's especially since we talked last. It's unbelievable. It could. I've read it could be Secret Service. That's one of my articles here. Okay, I got to move on. Cash Patel, documents obtained during corrupt FBI raid of President Trump's home was already declassified. There was a standing order, folks. Anytime he took anything home, it's automatically declassified. A standing order, okay? Next, Rand Paul suggests FBI may have planted evidence in Mar-a-Lago. Do you think, with all this illegal activity and behaviors going on, do you think, who Who knows what they're going to come up with next? Next, Water says the Espionage Act is for double agents and Soviet spies, not American presidents. That is correct. Indiana Republican, who was born in the USSR, blames FBI Trump raid as KGB-style tactics. Absolutely. Judge Bruce Reinhart, listen to this, folks, if you haven't read this, who signed the warrant to raid Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, previously worked for Jeffrey Epstein. Do you think they're worried about a little black book coming out? Look, they want to get rid of parental rights, and they want to get rid of adult mutual consensual sex. It's all on the chopping block. They want to legalize and normalize pedophilia, and they don't even want you using that word because it sounds insulting. What it does is wake people up. Next, FBI confiscated Trump passports. I already mentioned that, which is illegal. They already gave them back. It's illegal. But the word illegal doesn't mean anything. It all depends on what group gets to do it. Same FBI counterdivision who pushed the Russian hoax. Do you think these people have been coerced? Have these agents been compromised because their superiors said, well, you better find more stuff on Trump because he's going to arrest you for basically theater on the Russian? We all know the Russian hoax was theater. We know the DNC and Hillary Clinton paid for it. But nothing happened to him. Can you imagine if a Republican did that? Unbelievable double standards and hypocrisy. Next, Paul Sperry, FBI agents who raided Trump under criminal investigation by John Durham. So are these FBI agents compromised? Do they feel they need to get more stuff on Trump? And John Durham, nothing personal, but what the heck are you doing? 4 years of being on the government dole. We should be seeing arrests and indictments all over the place. Are you working? Have you been compromised? You know, we ordinary Americans, especially the ones in the independent media, can't even find a good job. We're doing this voluntarily. We try to sue and we're told we don't have enough victim group status or group self-pity points. And you're sitting on your butt for 4 years? What the hell are you doing, John Durham? Next. National Archives and media caught in another lie. Evidence shows Obama did have classified docs, but, oh, doesn't work that way. Double standards, right? Trump, it has been learned that the FBI took boxes of privileged attorney-client material, also executive privilege material. Illegal. Oh, that's right. Word doesn't mean anything. Sorry. Judge who signed Trump warrant defended Lois Lerner. Imagine my shock. Tom Fitton, here's a quote from him. A quote. I reviewed the warrant material released in response to judicial court request. It's all a scam. Unquote. Scam.
Jake was in trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC updated its monkeypox guidance on pets after a new study reported that a dog tested positive for the virus in France. The greyhound dog in Paris tested positive 12 days after its owners displayed symptoms. The report is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FBI for its raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. DeSantis compared documents in a locked closet gets a raid, and documents on a wide-open web server does not get a raid.
Maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua, when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information.
Two primary elections today, Alaska and Wyoming. Today we'll find out if Liz Cheney's attacks on President Trump sat well with her cowboy state constituents, as she's being challenged by Trump-supported Harriet Hageman. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
A pay dispute in Massachusetts has one person taking a website down and going home.
Officials in Newton, Massachusetts are investigating a former employee they accuse of shutting down the police website during a pay dispute. The mayor says the former employee, the police department's IT director, took down the department's website in late June and July. According to the Boston Globe, the website directed visitors to a message that called on them to ask the mayor to restore it. Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller says the employee controls access to the website and has not turned it over to the city. A new department website is now live. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
With the American people on the hook for another $739 billion for the partisan tax and spend bill, Tom O'Sabin is with the National Association of Tax Professionals and says some things are still unknown in this bill.
There's also a 1% tax that's being placed upon corporations for doing stock buybacks. Again, that would normally happen in a larger company. Just throw out somebody like Amazon or Google or IBM who may want to buy back stock from shareholders, and there will be a 1% tax. How that's calculated, we don't know at this point, whether it would be on the market value of that stock or an average of a market value as to when the date goes out. But those are some big end revenue raisers.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you want to know if there's inflation, all you have to do is look at Craigslist for good quality used items. Doesn't matter what it is. Picnic tables, $250 for a picnic table? Really? Compressors are selling for more. Air compressors are selling for more than they sold for when they were brand new 15, 20 years ago. That's a sure sign of inflation. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. I've deleted everything because of time, folks, but I want to mention one last article here about the FBI. Armed patriots protest outside FBI in Phoenix office. Look, I mentioned this to you earlier about the traps and the false flag that they're going to try to do. This is what desperation economic news. I'm going to go there next, and I'm going to go to general news. And obviously I'm not going to get to maybe 40% of what I prepare, but that's okay. I never do. So here we go, economic news. Joe Biden's magic zero inflation is costing American families an additional $717 per month. You got to remember, too, folks, with this inflation, it robs younger people of time leverage because it takes way more higher percentage of money to, for example, buy a house or to buy fuel. And it really affects the senior citizens at the same cost, especially if you're a renter. So basically, everything's a lie. When you talk, when the Biden administration talks about them bringing down gas prices by dimes, but they don't mention that they brought it up for the last several months by literally dollars, that's not a fair assessment of inflation. Next, U.S. labor productivity suffers biggest crash ever recorded. Costs soared most since 1982. That sound like a healthy economy to you folks? Black unemployment rate rises under Biden after dropping to historic low under Trump. Boy, the Democrats really are going after the blacks. Wow. Next, the price of eggs are up 47% as food costs spiral out of control. 47%. Does that sound like an inflation rate of 8% to you folks? Next, Biden's America. Millions of people are skipping meals to cope with inflation, study says. U.S. personal savings rate declined 45% in June as real weekly earnings growth declines. Tell me, stop me when I get to some good news about the economy, folks. Nearly 300 million ounces of physical silver has been drained from the market. Drained. So the powers that be are, does that mean they're using naked shorts and paper contracts to basically fill in the gaps and they're taking the physical and not letting the people know? China ending paper trading in precious metals on Monday. Did you hear what I just said? We got China, we got Russia talking about backing currency with silver and gold. We got all these different, Zimbabwe hails success of gold coin issuance. Lower denominations coming. Let me give you a hint. What's a lower denomination for gold, folks? It's called silver. But they don't want honest, sound money. They want to manipulate as much as they can and use the money that they're printing to buy hard assets. Right under your nose, we're the little guy. We don't have the ability to print money out of thin air. We don't have the fractional reserve lending gimmicks. We don't have the stock buybacks. We don't have all the wealthy welfare programs for the rich. You see what's happening here, folks? You don't have to connect the dots real hard. An 8-year-old Ohio girl's lemonade stand was attacked by the police because a nearby food festival complained. An 8-year-old girl. So the IRS, who's hiring all these new 87,000 people, including looking for advertising for armed and fit federal agents willing to use deadly force, buying millions of rounds of ammo and guns. Are they going to put it on this little 8-year-old girl? Mace, we're hiring four infantry divisions of IRS to go after working Americans. I want you to think about what I'm telling you here, folks. Remember the theme of the day. Do you have confidence in the system? They're not going after the big boys. They're going after the bottom 93% of wealth and income earners. Shocking.
I have a quick comment. If that happens to you, class, and the infantry IRS comes after you, I think you should take a picture of them and make sure that they get the credit individually for all their hard work. Take a picture of them and share it. Share it across the internet. Let it go viral. Let it go viral. They're attacking you in mass with the full force and weight of the U.S. government. I think you should give them credit for that. Make sure you get the picture, get their name, get their identification, take a picture of their ID badge, their ID, and their faces, and put them on the internet. Back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Look, remember how they're talking about all these FBI articles I've given? And like I said, I'm not kidding you. I could have done 2 hours worth of FBI articles. And they're saying, oh, nobody's above the law. Donald Trump isn't above the law. All I'm giving you is corrupt illegal behaviors and activity. Just like the comment I was going to make that I forgot that I'm going to mention right now about Hillary Clinton and all of her emails and the hammering of devices to hide all her servers and all this stuff. How about Hunter Biden? Everything evidence from handguns to crack to business with our own enemies to the big guy not knowing about his business. How about Fauci's gain of function paid for by you, the taxpayers? Has nothing to do with white. Has nothing to do with male. They have group protectionist status for the elite, for the wealthy, and for the people who sell out the American people for World Economic Forum narratives. We are seeing show trials, scams, setups, cover-ups, witch hunts, lies, Nazi-style tactics, bribes, blackmail, everything under the category of campaign contributions. What a hoax. What we're seeing, people, is governance through intimidation and fear. Get that? All right, moving on about our great economy. Shocking footage. Vince mentioned this a little while ago, reveals the Rhines, basically the Rhine River in Germany, dried up riverbeds as water levels continue to fall. Everybody knows Germany's the number one exporter in Europe. They've been a very productive company. Well, if you can't move goods up and down the Rhine River, what's going to happen? Supply and demand. The price is going to go up because there's going to be more supply chain shortages. This isn't rocket science. Next. Hedge funds are buying up petroleum, diesel, heating oil, and more shortages occurring. It's kind of analogous to big investors, the Blackstone, the BlackRock, and all the several companies that I've mentioned to you over the past several months that buying properties by the hundreds and the thousands to create a renter class, and the wealthy class, who's the investor, is making cash flow off of this. That's what we're seeing. Same analogy with big farms, with all food, with big corporations. Part of the fascist system of basically consolidating power, money, and control. Okay, this is very serious. And you know what this title of this article is called? Ultimate Doom. December 13th, 2022. They're now calling it C-Day. Biden bucks. Central bank digital currency, Executive Order 14067. If this happens, folks, the little guy's wiped out. Because they can, you talk about printing money now, they just, they literally just press the keyboard and give the big bucks to their people, and everybody else is going to starve. This is why silver and gold is so important as a plan B, people. Because the little guy, the small and medium-sized business, has to start using this as an alternative choice. Or else the confidence in the system is going to completely evaporate. Okay, what I'm going to do now is go into some general news here I think you need to hear. Democrat deal takes $20 billion from working-class, middle-class Americans with this new IRS audits. I want you to think about the math that I'm mentioning here today. Next, good news. And we've heard this before. DeSantis sends cops to physically remove suspended Soros-backed state attorney. How come every governor in the country is not doing this? It's because they're not doing their job. They want to go along to get along. They want to keep a low profile. They want to keep their money, their paycheck, their pension intact. They want to keep their status. No one is doing their job. This is how you delegitimize work, folks. This is part of the big plan. You demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job or a group. You eliminate hard work, proven results, qualifications, standards. and then value is totally doubted. We, at the same time, this enables and protects the most corrupt companies and governments in the country and the world with liability immunity. And this is how wealth inequality happens, because the useful idiots think it's about their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, when we have proven on this program and all of the independent media that the top 1 to 2% is getting all the money. And the wealth redistribution is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1%. It's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, all these politically correct buzzwords. It's never, they use divide and conquer strategies to confuse people. And then they eliminate laws with precedents, and the elite get the free lunch. And nothing is earned. No job is earned. Did you remember the money that Liz Cheney started with, $7 million net worth? Now she's got $44 million, 600% increase. She didn't earn her money. She got everything through nepotism connections from her Halliburton daddy. She didn't earn anything. My God, did you hear the article I just mentioned about her husband and the Chinese military? That's flipping treason, people. And she's running for the Senate in Wyoming? Are you kidding me? You gotta be kidding me. I gotta move on here. The White House has declared war on its own citizens, and shockingly, America has never been closer to a police state, writes Richard Miniter. Does anybody disagree with that? No. Because we've given tons of proof. Facebook's fact-checking groups are almost all government-funded PSYOP entities tied to the CIA and other shadowy organizations. CPS employee tells 14-year-old girl to become a prostitute. Child Protective Services employee tells a 14-year-old girl to become a prostitute. Are you hearing me?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you. I'm going to just mention a few articles here, Vince, because obviously time. We're in the last few seconds here. All right, here we go, folks. Only one poll finds that 1% of Americans see Russia as a major problem, and Russia says that the Pentagon is running bio-warfare facilities in Ukraine. We've mentioned several of these articles, money laundering, what they're doing with kids. Basically, this is why they need to hide their crime, folks. This is why they need to take over, because they have so many crimes that they need to hide. Confidence in the system? I don't think so. Taiwanese officials trounce Pelosi after son's huge holdings in China tech exposed. White male. Does it mean anything? No. Nepotism, okay, is basically protectionist group status. People who didn't earn their job, didn't earn their money. New reports, DUI trial, Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, is rigged, and that they did a last-minute judge swap. These are all whites. They're male. How about Hillary Clinton? Is she white? Basically, her operatives secretly worked with the DOJ to raid President Trump. Apparently, it was a revenge thing. See, forget about the white thing. Forget about the white male thing. What they want to do is make sure the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications and accountability is so low, the bar is so low that nothing matters. And they're using everybody for divide and conquer strategies, not to mention the distractions and the dumbing down. Speaking of dumbing down, American college enrollment plummets. Who wants to go to college when you're wasting X amount of years to get this stupid paper degree that means nothing? My 3 degrees are worthless. When I went into the National Forest Service to look for a job in forestry because I wanted to be out in the woods, they told me they wouldn't hire me as a white male. In the early 80s, they hired two girls, 18 years old, sitting in the waiting room with no education and no experience, no nothing. Qualifications and standards mean nothing. Credentials mean nothing. Why don't you find out if these people are sellouts and traitors first, huh? Next, Texas National Guard blocking media from filming illegals entering to protect their privacy. So now the Texas National Guard is selling us out? Unbelievable.
Next, the American government is evil and illegitimate. This is an article. An article. Next, evidence confirms that TWA Flight 800 was shot down by the U.S. military, followed by a massive coordinated cover-up. Who do you believe? I hear people talking about devolution out there. The military's in control. They're going to stop this one day. Who? Everybody cares about their individual success, their paycheck, their pension, their benefit package. No one cares about their country. And that should be number one. Vince, I'm going to hand it back to you. Would you have thought if we, let's say we met 25 years ago and I was telling you that these things were going to happen, even if I connected the dots, I hate to use speculation and prediction, but you would have kicked me out of your house because you would have thought I was mentally ill with these articles I'm sharing with you, Vince.
Well, you have been at the farmhouse, and you have sat at the kitchen table with a whole bunch of other instructors, and it was delightful. Now, these things are just unbelievable. Just as it was unbelievable when my dad told me in the 70s that a black man would be president of the United States, and that would be the end of our country. That's what he said. And I don't have the rest of the details. Like, how did you know, Dad? How did you know that a black man would have Joe Biden as president, and he would continue the demolition of the United States? I wish I had those answers. I wish I knew how he knew this. But he had a black friend who was a U.S. Army general, and maybe that's where he got the information from. But speaking of blacks, there's a black mom who sued the Los Angeles County Unified School District over a garden that the school grew. And the idea was to teach young children about vegetables and how, you know, how we feed ourselves and how much work it is to have a garden. And one of the plants that they put in this garden was cotton. And so the students are learning about vegetables, they're learning about plant, and they're learning about hard work, and they're learning about how rough it was on the slaves who picked cotton in the South. Well, this black mom was frosted about this, and she sued the school district because it was upsetting. So here we have a school district that actually is trying to do one thing right, teach young people where food comes from and how hard it is to raise food. Maybe they won't throw so much away after they realize how hard it is to raise food, grow food. So this mom sues the school district. Where it is, I don't know at this point. But this is beyond Twilight Zone. This is as dumb as it gets. Teaching people about slavery the real way. How abominable it was to incarcerate another human just because people wanted to get rich off the backs of slaves. An outrage. I support the school district teaching raising food. Rich, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.